Blog Talk Radio.
Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Everybody, welcome to the show here with me, Janice Malone, and we have another show where we have a very talented, very interesting and quite, I'm just fascinated by different cultures. As many of you know by now, we've been doing this show since 07. I'm always fascinated by cultures from people around the world, and the guest that we will be presenting for this show is of no exception. Her name is Frida Sideroff, and she is the director of the 8th Annual Garifuna International Indigenous Film Festival that starts May 23rd this week and runs through May 26th. It will take place in Venice, California, in the Los Angeles area of Venice, at the Electric Lodge located at 1416 Electric Avenue, again in Venice, California. But Ms. Frida will be giving us even more specific information about the festival and some of the festivities. I can tell you that the Garifuna International Indigenous Film Festival, this year, this is their 8th anniversary, and they will have over 40 films will be screened and shown. And these are from filmmakers from around the world, yes. But in addition to films and such, they will also have various workshops that will be very informative, very educational. So make sure you go to their website to get the exact dates, time slots, and location as to where not only the films will be shown, as I just said, but also where these workshops will take place. And you can go to their website. It's GarifunaFilmFestival.com. So I know somebody's going, how do you spell that? GarifunaFilmFestival.com. That's Garifuna, GarifunaFilmFestival.com. And there you can get the tickets, you can purchase tickets, you can get all of the schedules of the various events and activities. It's going to be music and food, you know, good Caribbean food. Oh my God, you know, the Caribbean food is awesome. Music, even more spectacular. And so you just need to go and make it. I wish I was in LA. I'm almost there. I'm getting there. Well, as I said, this year, there are approximately 40 films that are representing more than 50, yes, 50, indigenous communities from around the world. And in the spirit of the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movements, the festival's roster of films and workshops will tackle some of these very challenging topics on the subject of sexual assault, sex trafficking, as well as Islamophobia, racism, inequity, civil rights problems, environmental and social injustices, just to name a few. 40 plus films, yes, that's a lot of good information that you can, you know, look at to see what people are doing about some of these social ills in other parts of the world and maybe how we can help to get rid of and eradicate these awful problems. But on the other hand, there will be films that are very entertaining as well. Now, as I said, our featured guest is Miss Frida Sidorov, and she founded this film festival in 2012. And according to the mission statement, the mission of this film festival is to provide a platform to preserve the culture of the Garifuna people, as well as the Caribbean and other indigenous cultures. They will be again showcasing the cuisine, the music, the art of these communities. And now, the big question a lot of people are saying is, where is Garifuna? Well, Garifuna, I'm just getting my facts straight. And I'm really a person who loves geography, and I've been blessed to travel the world. I did not know that Garifuna is the indigenous name for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Did not know that. So that is the original name for it. So that's where the islands, those two islands meet. And anyway, Ms. Sidorov is going to give us a complete breakdown of everything. Unfortunately, oh my God, the Garifuna people suffered a very painful past of genocide. Yes, over 220 years ago at the hands of the British. And, you know, it just happened all over the world, genocide. But thanks to people such as Frida and many, many others around the world, they are doing everything that they can to educate all of us on the beauty, the culture, and the knowledge of these beautiful people and the important role that they have played and are still providing and playing in our society today. So I had the opportunity to chat with Ms. Frida earlier today. We did a pre-recording on this, so we're going to cut to my interview with, again, Frida Sidorov. She is the director of the Garifuna International Indigenous Film Festival. And so let's roll the interview with Ms. Frida.
Janice, good morning. My name is Frida Sidorov.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you today?
I am well, thank you. It's a pleasure hearing your voice.
Yes, the same here, same here. Well, I am glad to finally connect to you, and we hear you loud and clear. So let's get started with chatting, and so we can find out everything that we need to know about this wonderful film festival. So I understand that you guys are celebrating the 8th anniversary of the film festival. So it's taking place in Los Angeles. But give us the dates and the site location as to where all of the activities will take place.
So the dates of the film festival are May the 23rd through the 26th. So it's running over the course of 4 days. The location is at the Electric Lodge Theater, which is 1416 Electric Avenue in Venice, California.
Okay, beautiful area there.
Yes, it is.
Okay, this is a very, very interesting. I was looking at the synopsis of several of the films. And for people who may not be familiar with the location of where, am I pronouncing it? Is it Garifuna people? That's the right pronunciation?
You can say Garifuna, and I say Garifuna.
Garifuna. Okay. So for the Caribbean, but for people who may not be familiar with the indigenous name, tell us more about this beautiful culture and the island. Just give us the background on how this all got started.
I often say that the Garifuna culture, my Garifuna culture, it's a marriage of cultures. West Africans who intermarried with Amerindians of the island of Yurume, now known to us as St. Vincent and the Grenadines. My ancestors were exiled from St. Vincent in the 1700s and exiled to the island of Ruatan, that's located near St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Then once again exiled to the island of Roatan in Honduras.
Okay, so now this film festival started 8 years ago. You're again celebrating the 8th anniversary. And
yes.
So did the festival originally start on the island, or was it started in Los Angeles?
It started here in Los Angeles. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And so, so how did it come about getting started? Give us the quick story on how it started.
So the easiest way for me to be able to say this is that the film festival was inspired, gifted to me, and. And the first year of the film festival, it was primarily focusing on supporting the preservation of Garifuna culture, which includes its language and all aspects of the heritage of Garifuna culture.
Tell me, I understand that you guys are going to have a lot of wonderful proclamation and festivities. So tell me about the opening night festivities.
So on the evening of opening night, we are going to be presenting a master class with a filmmaker from Puerto Rico who is indigenous to the Taíno culture. And she will be not only screening her film, but will be lecturing about the indigenous population of Puerto Rico. On that same evening, there'll be live performances with a performer by the name of Aponte, along with the Puerto Rican Bomba Collective. So there's going to be music, food, screening.
Oh my.
A celebration.
Yes. A celebration. Yeah. Now, as we all know, May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and
yes,
I understand that your film festival is partnering with the Los Angeles County Department of Mental Health. You guys are going to have some classes and such, so tell us all about
that.
Yes, we are.
Yes, screening films that relate to supporting, spotlighting and bringing awareness to mental health. And for the past 7 years, we have been partnering with the Department of Mental Health, having them be present and us having conversations that, you know, that supports awareness.
Absolutely. Well, I am looking at the roster of your films and workshops. Again, the one with about the mental health and working with the LA Mental Health Organization is important. What are a couple of other workshops that you will have during the festival?
So we are going to be hosting a workshop, a masterclass called Emancipation of the Human Spirit with our presenter, Piper Dellums, Joshua Arana, who will be traveling to us from the country of Belize, is going to be presenting on drumming and spirituality.
Wonderful. Drumming and spirituality.
So that's delving into the essence of culture and how drumming is used for healing.
Yeah, it's such a part of our spirit. You know, the drum beats and such.
Yes.
Such a part of our spirit. I think we're you and your crew and your staff, I should say, have done a wonderful and excellent job of selecting films that pertain to topics that are so in our headlines. unfortunately, sexual assault, films addressing sex trafficking, Islamophobia, racism, environmental and social issues as well. That is, and all of that, unfortunately, it's
considered
a bad topic, but that's a part of our society this day and time. And I want to commend you and your selection crew for selecting these types of films that address some of these topics. Can you tell us a little bit about what is the film that's going to deal with sex trafficking? Since that's such a big issue nowadays.
I'm the filmmaker who is the director of this film. Actually, is a 4-time Emmy winner.
Oh, excellent. Okay, what's the name of the film?
It's called Sex, Shattered Dreams, Sex Trafficking in America.
You know, thanks to technology and social media and all of that, we can share with the whole world what we are all about.
Yes,
and
indeed.
And you are one of those people helping to do that. So thank you again for being my guest today.
And thank you very much for having me.
Okay, that is Ms. Frida Sideroth, and she is the director of the Garifuna International Indigenous Film Festival that starts May 23rd and goes all the way through May 26th in the Los Angeles area, Venice, California. Learned so much. I learned so much just from this brief chat. So if you think you learned a lot from listening to our conversation, can you imagine what you will learn if you go to the actual festival? And I know that you should. So again, go to the website, Garifuna, Garifuna filmfestival.com to get the information on exactly when these beautiful and knowledgeable films will be taking place, the exact schedules and such, and time slots as well. Plus, they're going to have all kinds of educational workshops. There will be people there who are professionals and various, especially the ones, the workshop about mental health that they're teaming up with the Los Angeles Mental Health Association, one of them, to present that workshop, plus plenty of more. But again, the workshops, all of the film times and the times of the workshops, all of that is on the website of the festival. And of course, we're going to get to taste some of that delicious Caribbean food and music and the fashions and just everything. It's going to be a great time. And, you know, especially as we're coming into the Memorial Day weekend and this ends, you know, right around that time. So make sure you go out. And for those of you who attend the festival and, you know, this was maybe your first time, we would love to hear from you and maybe see some of your photos. So if you attend the festival and you heard about it on our show, drop us a line, let us know, and we may use some of your pictures on our website. Our email address is info@filmfestivalradio.com. Again, info@filmfestivalradio.com, and we would love to see your pictures and some of your video clips, and maybe we'll call you up and you can just share with us your experience about attending this year's 8th annual Garifuna International Indigenous Film Festival taking place in Los Angeles area of Venice. So that's going to do it for this edition of Film Festival Radio. Thank you, Ms. Frida, for being our guest and informing us about your beautiful film festival. And we hope to have you back on next year to give us even more information about the next film festival for 2020. And of course, thank all of you for listening to us. And we'll see you on the next edition of Film Festival Radio. Have a good, pleasant, and happy rest of the day. Okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.